I thought you might save this for last.
Sometimes you go long and then we don't actually get the last bump, so I got to make my move.
That's fair. This song is still properly rated.
Yes.
Yeah?
I think that's fair.
It's a outstanding pop song. So this reporting over the weekend did not surprise me because it's Donald Trump who, regarding character and decency, is lacking significantly. At a recent fundraiser where he was highly critical of Kamala Harris, he used the R word about her. I'm going to use it once, and then I'm not going to use it. And if you text here and use it, you'll be blocked. I'm going to use it once just so there's no confusion. But again, it's a demeaning, belittling, callous, cruel word. He's the word retarded. And there has been reporting about Donald Trump using this word a number of times. As I said, the word is gross. And there may have been a time, well, there was a time in society where people felt they could more freely use it. Individuals were wrong then, and you're wrong now. And it's both stunning and not surprising considering the discourse we have online, Dave, how often people just casually use it and think they're funny. And use it sometimes if someone thinks it's offensive, just to use it. Oh, I'll show you. Am I more aware of this word because I have a son with autism? Yes, I am. Was I ever comfortable using this word? I never was. Am I someone who at times in my life probably has used words I shouldn't have? I probably am. If you're of some level of maturity and you're using this word, would you use it to Quentin? If my son on the autism spectrum, if Shaletta's kids, would you use it in front of them? So Donald Trump making this disgusting comment about the vice president shocks me zero. Have I had people in my life the last 10, 15 years who've used it in front of me? Yeah. And every single time I've jumped in. Every single time. Because I find it that deplorable. There's nothing funny about it. Because think about the individuals who face that accusation. So then saying about your friend or a buddy or in a mean-spirited way, you want to offer up criticism. You hear me offering praise and criticism all the time. Doesn't have to be timid. You don't have to hold back with that word. Using a word would because of a speck so tiny in our genes changes the mental comprehension that some individuals might have and some not. So I'm going to use that to think it's funny or belittling someone. It's not. It just isn't. So I am greatly bothered by that word. I'm also watching the Dodgers and Padres the other day. And Majors Padres go down. 24 straight scoreless innings. And then guess what happened last night? The Mets don't score. Kiki Hernandez, who somehow has hit 14 home runs in the playoffs, which does not seem possible to me at all. And I know the playoffs, there's 47 rounds now, but how is Kiki Hernandez, who's just an okay player, have 14 home runs? He's interviewed by Ken Rosenthal. And Ken asks him a question. He goes, Ken, is this live? Yes, it is. And then he uses the F word. And I'm going to say how we all draw lines differently. Because that word to me is so incredibly different than the R word. It's stunning. Because the other word is used in a basis that was used to cruelly mock individuals who could be any one of us. Whereas the F word, again, it's an expletive. And I know there are people who are bothered by it. And I know there are people who use it in some settings and won't, like, won't use it here. But because for some, it is a part of the discourse, do you think in TV and radio that is going to change the F word? React to both those. And I get people might disagree. I'm not saying right now it shouldn't matter. Go ahead, TV, let it. We're not there. I don't know when we will be. I'm someone who swears occasionally. I think it's a versatile word. I don't think it's a lack of intelligence, but I get people have different views on it. There were different views on it when Kiki did. A lot of people were like, oh, that just sealed it. Or really? You asked and then you did it because it was live. They couldn't do anything about it. What do you want to say on both comments? And also, I want you to chime in. 651-461-9226.
For Kiki to ask if they're live and then use it, that's a jerk move. That's just, you didn't need to do that. That was just being a jerk to the network you're being interviewed on.
Yeah. You know they don't want that here.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. The R word is, I get a different reaction than you do. You, obviously, with Quentin, with the situation in your family, mm-hmm. you have a very visceral reaction when you hear it.
I do.
And I don't have that. I don't have the same experience that you do. I don't like to hear it, especially when used in a cruel manner. But it's also a word that at a time was used medically. It was used to describe people with mm-hmm. mental handicaps, with mental, you know.
Well, mental retardation
yes.
in that way.
Exactly.
Is still discussed. But the way people use it
yes.
is not that.
No, I agree. There's a difference between how it used to be used medically mm-hmm. and how people used to. I remember marching in parades in high school next to the Knights of Columbus and other groups that were had signs, were wearing vests that said "Help R word children."
Mm-hmm.
That's just the word that was used.
Right.
It was also
plenty used words that have
at
evolved,
the time
right?
and is certainly now used not so much medically, but in a way that is nothing but cruelty. So that word requires at least a little bit of context, whereas the F word, I'm like you, it doesn't bother me because it's not used for the most part in a way that's demeaning other people.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
If I can use it towards, if I, say, Chad, you're a bleep and bleep, I'm not, referencing other people, I guess.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
not,
yes.
It's not a way to put down another group of people
right.
by saying
a
you
side
are.
Hit on others. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So, that's, I guess, the difference to me. And I like using the F word.
I will use it.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware.
Yes, I am.
I will use it. You want to chime in? You certainly can. 651-461-9226, the R word. Used by too many, and here's a former presidential candidate using that about his opponent in just a demeaning, gross way. And then the F word, and for some the commonality, and for others, absolutely not. You can chime in either way. Through a text, 651-461-9226. Jason, we're talking about certain words and society, how we all react differently to them.
Yeah.
And maybe it's due to our own situation in our lives.
Sure.
Where we're at 20, 30 years ago. Multiple reports saying the president used the R word and talking about Kamala Harris, then the Kiki Hernandez, a part of the Dodgers, and he looks at Ken Rosenthal and says, "Hey, are we live?" And then he uses the F word, and just and where we are at the time, and it can't be just about, well, we used to use it, or I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I do think there are people who use words who truly don't know that. Like how painful or offensive it can be to other people. And I think You do mm-hmm. have to give people a little room to grow. But, like, if you're not willing, like, language changes and grows and evolves.
It does.
And, frankly, if you're that wedded to, like, an old terminology, well, it's not because you're anti-woke or you don't, you're fighting back. It's because you are a problem in some way. You have some hate.
You can evolve a little bit. You can adjust.
You can adjust. Most of this stuff you can move forward.
J.D. Vance, is he coming in studio? I mean, he's in town.
Well, I know. He was just in front of the third precinct, yep. which I don't love that being used as a political prop. And also, I do love the fact that people are pointing out like how embarrassing it is that this city has allowed that thing to sit there virtually unchanged.
It's embarrassing. It's taken way
businesses
too long.
Have rebuilt. The Dunord Cocktail Lounge, black-owned distillery that had all sorts of damage, they just reopened. Everybody else can pick up and move on except our stupid city.
George Floyd Square. We're waiting on that. We're apparently waiting until 1,000% of the population agrees.
No one wants to put their butt on the line to just do it. So they just say, well, we need more community engagement. Give me a break.
That's where I've told this to Jacob Fraun. I've said, I think he worries too much about trying to appease everybody. I think he's losing.
He's losing patience. He's said he's like enough. But
it's a part of Walz's background, though. So if you're going to come here, it's not a surprise. No. Is he stopping by in studio? Or are you paying?
I'm available. Like if he's out there listening, let's go, JD. Yeah.
How about a little canopy talk coming up in just a minute?